This local and regional news update is brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. A Stone County man was killed Saturday in a deer hunting accident 2 miles north of Sillamore. The Izard County Sheriff's Office says 55-year-old Aubrey Appling of Sillamore had killed a deer and while transporting that deer on an all-terrain vehicle, overturned and was thrown to the ground where his head hit a rock. Izard County Coroner Eddie Howard pronounced Appling dead at the scene. If early voting is any indicator, then the turnout tomorrow for the Mountain View mayor's runoff race may be low. According to the county clerk's office, as of this morning, only 210 early votes had been cast in the race. It features Ron Sterling, who led the November ballot with 37.8% of the vote, and John Tyler Henderson, who received 19.9%. There were 7 candidates, all independent candidates, in the November race. Not much has been said publicly in the runoff, extremely quiet, with very little advertising on either side. An Izard County deputy was hospitalized Friday after he was struck by a passing motorist who left the scene. Authorities say the deputy, 24-year-old A.C. Beebe of Calico Rock, was finishing an investigation of an accident where a car hit a deer. As he was helping clean up the area, 65-year-old David Hollowell of Sage drove through in a Ford Crown Victoria, apparently at a high rate of speed, the car striking Beebe with its mirror, knocking him several feet into the ground where he landed on his back. Authorities say Holloway sped away from the scene but returned about 15 minutes later. Beebe was flown by a medical helicopter to the Baxter County Regional Medical Center. Police charged Holloway with careless driving, leaving the scene of an accident, and not having proof of liability insurance.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking, only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
Izard County Sheriff Tate Lawrence says bogus payroll and employee bonus checks have been passed at 2 Melbourne grocery stores during the early evening hours when management was gone. The sheriff said the apparent culprit was posing as a FedEx driver with uniform, shirt, and jacket. Sheriff Lawrence said merchants should be aware of persons attempting to cash out-of-town checks, especially after management has left for the day. The sheriff said merchants should be on the alert when they see payroll checks in even dollar amounts. Independence County authorities are investigating a break-in and theft in West Batesville on Ross Street. Police report the residence of Shanna Harden was entered and 2 digital cameras and a notebook computer were stolen. Those items are valued at over $1,000. And a truck flipping over in a one-vehicle accident did not injure the driver, but it did get him a DWI ticket. Independence County Deputy Kirk Green said when he arrived at the scene at 1500 East Main, he determined a truck driven by 30-year-old Brandon Lee Harris of Newark had left the roadway, traveled about 270 feet, crossed the opposite lane, overturned, and came to rest in the ditch on its top. Somehow, the driver was not injured. And that brings you right up to date. This local and regional news update has been brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank in Batesville. The bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction.